So the first thing I'd like to point out is showing a paper that was actually shown earlier, which is from the Spiromics data set, another of the large NIH cohorts, that examine the question of the role of symptoms. But I think the key component that was evident in this particular study was that the presence of symptoms, even when there was no airflow obstruction, no spirometric abnormality, was associated with exacerbations. They weren't exacerbations of COPD because these people didn't have COPD by traditional diagnoses. But they were sort of clinical events that seemed what you and I would call an exacerbation. And if you look at all the little boxes in different colors, they're the different therapies that their primary clinicians had used, whether it was antibiotics or steroids or combinations of those, even people that had hospitalizations. So I think that we've all seen that there is practical implication with regards to symptomatic assessment, and you've constructed it. And so I think that those are the two components that we're all now seeing or trying to operationalize.